Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Hold up your
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. So glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have a wonderful show that we will bring for you today. So before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning the most humblest way we know how. We come giving you praise. We come giving you glory because it had not been for you this day, we would not be here. So we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you that the angels encamped around our bedside and that you woke us up this morning to start a brand new day. And so we give you praise and we give you thanks. And as we go through with the broadcast, let someone come on that it will help somebody around the world today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Today our topic is on don't give up. You know, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid of terrible or terrific because of them. For the Lord, your God, goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. When you are thinking about quitting some things, instead, focus on God's promise that he will never leave you. He is faithful. And by focusing on his steadfast promise to never let you go, you will gain the fortitude to finish. You know, it's been said that just when you are tempted to give up, come the exact moment when the tides will turn in your favor. So today, we're talking about don't give up. You know, the Lord wants us to be strong in the day of adversity. We should not become discouraged and give up when we feel challenged. Our spiritual strength is revealed in the way we cope with adversity. When we are strong in the Lord, we can bear our burdens easily. But if we are weak in our spirit, even a small burden can be too heavy for us. Therefore, we must seek to be filled with the strength of God. We must persist and persevere in order to express the fullness of God's blessings in our lives. Over in Proverbs 24:10, the word of God says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. So today our message is don't give up. You know, the Lord wants us to rest in him when we become weary and weak. We must spend time alone with God in order to receive his strength. We must listen to his voice and receive his encouragement. We must stop fretting and worrying and rest in the Lord. Don't give up. Over in Isaiah 40:29-31, it says, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Don't give up. Isaiah 30 and 15 says, this is what the sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked scheme to pass. Don't give up. You know, the Lord wants us to rejoice in him even in time of adversity, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Apostle Paul encouraged the believers to rejoice in the Lord always. He knew that the joy of the Lord would give them strength to face persecution. The presence of God in our lives gives us a great reason to celebrate and rejoice in the Lord. The Lord is a greater treasure in our lives than wealth or wisdom or human strength. Don't give up. Over in Nehemiah 8 and 10, the word of God said, Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks. Send some to those who have nothing. Prepare. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't give up. Over in Philippians 4 and 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. Rejoice. Don't give up. Over in Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24 say, this is what the Lord said. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boast about this, that he understand and know me, that I am the Lord who exercise kindness, justice, righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declare the Lord. We say, don't give up today. The Lord wants to renew our strength daily. Our inner man need not become weak, even though our physical body may become weak as days go by. We should always be strong in our spirit. The Holy Spirit fill us with divine strength and power to overcome every challenge we may face. Therefore, we should not lose heart and discouragement in time of adversity. Don't give up. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outward we are wasting away, yet inward we are being renewed day by day. Don't give up. Ephesians 3 and 16 say, I pray that out of glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. Don't give up. Colossians 1, 11 and 12 say, being strengthened with all powers according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance, patience, and joyfulness. Give thanks to the Lord who have qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Don't give up. You know, the Lord wants us to receive his mercy and grace and favor in our life. The mercy of God calls us to receive favor in our that we do not deserve, but we need our we need not lose heart thinking that we are unworthy to receive the blessings of God. When we understand the mercy of God, we would reach out in faith and receive all the blessings we need in our life. And therefore, we need not lose heart or be discouraged because we receive the mercy of God in our life. We'll come telling you this from Don't Give Up. I know a lot of you out there have wanted to give up. You wanted to throw in the towel. But God is telling you, don't give up. Whether it's a job, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Whether it's family problems, don't give up. Go to God. Read the scriptures. If it's a child that is misbehaving, doing things that you know that is not godly, don't give up. Continue on praying for that child. If you're going through things in the ministry, you want to throw in the towel. Throw in the towel. God wants you to hang in there, to come to him. Don't give up. Because when you give up, you done said, you done did everything you know how to do, but have you tried Jesus? Don't give up. We want you to be able to go forth like never before. God has so much in store for you, and he don't want you to throw in the towel, because just as you throw in the towel, your miracle was right there waiting on you. Your blessing was right there at the door waiting on you. But you gave up too soon. Don't give up. No, we may not have everything we want. No, it may not go like we want it all the time. No, it may not seem like that's what we are supposed to be doing. But go to God on everything. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't say, I don't want to do this anymore. Don't, you know, God have a season and a time for all things. He will let us know when it's time to move on. He will move you on. He will be your advocate. He will stand in proxy with you. When he get ready to move you to something else, he's going to let you know, speaking on behalf of everyone that wanted to give up. Show people walked away from the ministry. Show they're throwing daggers at you on the job. Show they are talking about you. But don't give up. When you know you're doing what God have given you to do, don't give up. You know, you have to have the fortitude to push on, the faithfulness to not give up. He give you the favor, and you're going to finish your course if you don't give up. You know, have you ever felt like just giving up? I know you have. You found yourself in a situation where it seemed like nothing you do will work to your benefit, and everything you tried just ain't working. So you feel like just quitting. No, that's not time to quit. Do you ever feel like that? It's just you against me. That's what we are saying, against the world. And it seems like all the odds are stacked against you. It seems like trouble is on every side. You know, we have the tendency to say, if it's not one thing, it's another. You know, we all have said that from time to time. Don't give up. It's pressing up against you. It keep coming at you. It keep piling up on you. And just when it seems like you have found light at the end of the tunnel, light kicks in again. And here come another situation. You said, I can't beat. Because every time I turn this way and turn that way, something come up. Don't give up, because the enemy is right there for you to miss your blessing. You've been talking to yourself and telling yourself, why do I keep putting up with this? Why do I keep trying? Why do I keep giving my all and nothing seems to work? I think one of the questions we should probably ask the Lord for our own understanding is, Lord, what are you trying to show me? What are you trying to reveal to me? You know, a lot of times we are going through things God is trying to get our attention. We have so many other plates and so many hats we wearing that we are not listening to what God has for us. We are tuning in to something totally different, obstacle, what God wants us to do or where God, want us to go. But don't give up. This is not the time to give up. You know, you can be encouraged to know what's there in front of you. There is, because God have allowed it, and he won't put more on you than you can handle. Keep in mind that the devil doesn't want you to be blessed. Don't you know every time you get ready to do something for the Lord, the enemy come forth, you got to keep your focus, because he's going to try to sabotage everything that is for good. But don't give up. Don't let it get you down. Don't throw in the towel. Don't go to saying things that you're going to regret or you wish you hadn't said. Don't give up. Because we all go through times in our life, on different areas in our life, whether it's marriage, whether it's the ministry, whether it's people, whether it's the family, whether it's friends, a neighbor. Don't give up. Don't quit, because we all going to experience something on this side. You know, keep in mind that the devil don't want you to be blessed. He doesn't want you to be successful. He doesn't want you to succeed at anything. And because of that, he wants to do everything he can to make you quit or give up. Don't give up, saints. Please, don't give up. Your miracle is right at the door. Don't give up. You know, the Bible teaches us in John 10:10, the thief come not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. His message is to come and wreak havoc on your life. Haven't you noticed how different things you be doing, and out of the clear blue, he try to keep your focus off of what you're supposed to be doing, what you're supposed to be saying, where you're supposed to be going, even take you 2 or 3 blocks out of the way to make sure you don't get to your destination. We have to get to our destination at all costs. We have to keep our focus and don't give up. You know, your mission is to come and, you know, he want to do everything possible to keep you from reaching your goal. You know, to give you the impression that what you're going through is not worth it. So he wants you to give up. Don't give up. If you do so, you won't be in a position to get the blessing and connection to your current situation. Don't give up. Let me ask you a few questions. What if your parents gave up on you when you didn't want to abide by their rules? Another thing, what if your leader gave up on you because you didn't feel like you had the potentials to fulfill the things God have told you to do? Don't give up. You know, we want to throw in the towel too soon on every situation. Let God direct you on every situation that you go through. Don't give up. We want to look to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You've come too far to give up now. Turn those situations and those problems around for the good, because you don't want to give up. You want to stand fast to your faith, and your faith is in Jesus Christ. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to protect you at all costs, because you're one of his followers. You're following him. You're doing the things he told you to do. You're saying the things he told you to say, and you're going to the places he sent you. So that lets you know you don't have to succumb of giving up. Today, our broadcast is Don't Give Up, and I'm passing it out to everybody listening today, or will come to the archives later. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter if the dog barking and you need him to stop, don't give up. Don't matter if the kitten's meowing, meowing, don't give up. Because the enemy gonna send different things that people you hadn't heard from in a long time want to come back in your life to wreak havoc, don't give up on Jesus. He's taking you where he needs you to be. He's opening doors for you. He's telling you today, don't give up. Be kind to one another. Love one another. Make peace with one another. He don't want you to give up. And today, that's what we're saying. Don't give up. Because he is our way maker. He's the one that will open up every door for us. All we got to do is answer him, talk to him, tell your big daddy what you want. Tell your daddy what's going on in your life. He already know, but he wants you to come to him and let him know what you want. And we're not going to have what we need if we don't ask our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So today, I'm pleading, don't give up. Listen to the words of this song.
Every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Give up, oh, give up, break,
break
every, chain.
Every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, standing right at the hill. It's power. Give up. I have the joy in the power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Paying off your life.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Say there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
Oh yeah.
There's an army rising up.
Yeah. There's an army.
There's an
as we get ready to leave the line today, but we don't leave God's presence. I want to leave with you. Don't give up. Break the chains if you have to, but don't give up. Don't throw in the towel because you are free. You are free indeed. God say, be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. That is the last words for the broadcast today. Be strong. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't give up. on the dream God give you. Don't give up on the business God give you. Don't give up on the ministry he give you. So today, I hope you was able to get something from scriptures out of this. Don't give up. And until next week, we hope you come back for another exciting topic in the Lord with joy and peace. So until next week, be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. Have a wonderful and a prosperous day and the rest of your week. Bye-bye.